my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now. But I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is gonna be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
So it may not be big news to most of us, but perhaps the numbers might be the thing that gets us all. 6 in 10 Americans say they feel financially squeezed each month, according to the latest Axios Vibes survey by the Harris Poll. Boomers and Gen Xers who feel financially squeezed are more likely to blame higher prices of basic goods. But it's showing us that young people, specifically millennials and Gen Xers, rely increasingly on the bank of mom and dad. Joining us to talk about this is personal finance expert Bill Dendy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. And, you know, it's every generation seems to have done it. I guess since the old country, we turn to mom and dad when we need that extra money. And it may not be a terrible thing to have the bank of mom and dad there to teach us good borrowing habits and keep it in the family at reasonable rates. But it seems that more people are doing it for just getting by expenses. And that's kind of alarming because mom and dad, their banks may not be as plentiful as what they were maybe in previous generations, and they may be needing the money themselves when they get into retirement.
Right, because as their parents live longer, they're finding themselves sandwiched in between the young folks and the older folks and caught really between two spots of, you know, financial need.
That's right, and we know we love our families. One of the reasons to have money is to share it with those we care about. And so you want to take care of your parents if they have a need usually, and you want to take care of your children. You want them to have a good chance. But sometimes I think we're witnessing people jeopardize their own financial security for others, and that's not doing anybody any good, and that's creating these problems where they create stress in the family as well as they give for years, and then there's nobody strong enough to take care of them in the future.
Okay, so are we doing this? Are children doing this because we're enabling them? Should we be practicing more tough love?
It's perhaps a need to go back to the budgeting, planning, separating needs and wants, instead of too quickly opening up the bank of mom and dad for any type of loan. It's okay. I'm not saying it's not okay to take care of our children or to lend them money. In fact, for a lot of families, that's where they learn good habits early on. And when they're going out for many generations, if we were making that first house purchase because the family's growing, the bank of mom and dad could help us get that down payment or get things started for us. And if you're paying back for these one-time purchases, it may be a true blessing to everybody. However, this generation seems to be borrowing money from mom and dad without great repayment plans. It looks like requesting gifts from mom and dad or borrowing money from mom and dad for ongoing living expenses, not one-time big purchases. And I know that we're all experiencing the impacts of inflation over the past few years. I mean, things are 20, 25% more than they were 3 years ago. And for the young people just getting started, where every dollar was already pretty much pledged to something, if the cost of everything goes up by 25%, but our salaries did not go up by 25%, they do have a short-term squeeze, perhaps. And as long as it's a short-term squeeze, we may be able to lend them and help them get out of the situation. But if it's because they're continuing to have more wants filled and they're continuing to spend money on the luxury items, well, that's putting them at risk of not learning good budgeting habits and putting the lender at the risk of spending money and creating a dependent and not a strong individual. So that's where the tough love comes in, where you need to say, I'm willing to lend for this, but not that. or if we have this loan outstanding, I expect to see these payments on these dates, not expecting you to have me write a piece off at every holiday season. So those are kind of the things that I know most people know it, but the surveys are showing that we're not practicing it. And sometimes it's just a good reminder. We've had a shock of COVID, then we had the shock of the high inflation, and we've had a lot of things that are not normal. And so people have justified allowing things to slide. But in doing this, we may be enabling some bad habits and creating financial cripples in the interim.
And it's funny, too. Well, it's not really funny, but the things that people are spending money on, it's not like back in the day when you needed money for rent or your utilities. I overheard a conversation between a couple of young people the other day, and one of them said, well, I don't know why my mom is upset. I've only eaten out 4 times this week. So I remember a time when eating out was a luxury. It wasn't something, you know, only 4 times, or, you know, more along the lines of maybe eating out 1 time a week. That was considered to be the thing. But now people eat out all the time.
And I do think there is a shift in perception on what's normal. And we're blessed to have a society where we have such abundance. But I think that we have a generation that expects to have the exact same benefits that their parents, who may have worked for years to achieve the level, they would like to step out of the household into the same situation on their own. And that's not traditionally the way it's happened, but there seems to be enough people able to do it that it makes many young people feel like that's the way it should be. And I think that a little reality check they appreciate things more. They become stronger. You can point to all the good reasons to do it, but it's so difficult to do once a person slid into that habit. And that's probably the tough love that we're talking about. And it's not easy. Sometimes it's easier just to keep writing the check, just to keep helping out and hope things will get better. But oftentimes they don't get better unless you take a proactive stance and say, wait a minute, let's solve this problem together, because this is not long-term sustainable. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, that's a time to bring in the certified financial planners or the CPAs who are trained in this area to have an outsider help out with the budgeting and planning. You end up with so many more choices long-term if we can just get a handle on things early enough.
A prescription for some parental tough love from personal finance expert Bill Dendy. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now, but I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is going to be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.